Pomare, Maui. Norfolk Villa, Granville, New South Wales, Australia, September 26, 1895. Maui Pomare, Chicago. Dear brother, I know you must be perplexed in regard to the advice given that you return to this country, and then the telegrams that followed to stay your journey for a time. Your case was presented before me in this light. Your desire to fit yourself to work for Christ among your own people was sincere and earnest. You put your soul into the work. You were diligent in your studies. You sought counsel of God. The Lord has given you perception and wisdom from heaven to close the door to many and varied temptations that have presented themselves. But your determination to preserve your integrity and to improve your God-given ability did not please the enemy. He was laying his snare for your feet and preparing a path for you to travel which would be perilous to your soul. Those who were to be your associates in your anticipated journeyings would not have been the best companions for you, and such a journey would not have had an influence favorable to growth in grace or to the obtaining of the knowledge most essential to you in the work among your own people. The enemy of God and man was seeking to arrange circumstances so that his temptations would be more effective. He endeavored to stimulate the imagination so that you would view things in a light that would cause you keen disappointment. At the time of which I write, there were those who were speaking words of flattery to you, and if not continually guarded, you would have lost the burden of the work that has been laid upon you, and you were in danger of losing the spirit of the third angel's message that should have a controlling influence in your work. No human agency must be allowed to shape your destiny. Many will undertake to do this, but I entreat you to make God your trust. The heart must be centered in Christ. Take Him as your counselor. Your soul is precious in the sight of God, and if you exercise simple faith in God, you will maintain the meekness and lowliness of the life of Christ, and will perfect a Christian character, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Romans 12, verse 11. Keep the lamp of the soul trimmed. Keep the oil of grace in your flagon, ready for use at any moment. Every precaution should be taken to prevent spiritual disease, weakness, and declension, that the day of God may not overtake you as a thief in the night. Be ready to arise and trim your lamp at a moment's warning. Be listening to hear and ready to obey the bridegroom's voice. It is not safe to count on years of preparation, for the time is very short in which to do the work you have to do. Hold yourself as in service to Christ. There will be those who will flatter you and mark out ways that are pleasing to ambition. I have few words of warning and counsel. Be not deceived by the prospect of great things. The first and safe work for you is daily to give yourself unreservedly to God. Then, wherever you may be, communicate to others the things you have diligently learned. You will need great wisdom in laboring for your own people. Permit no one to plan out work before you for years to come. This may be the most desirable course that finite wisdom can suggest, but your only safety is in trusting the Lord to plan for you. Let providence shape your future. As you commit your ways unto the Lord, He will direct your path. There is a work for you to do, and your responsibility is exactly proportionate to the talents given you in trust for wise improvement. All of God's human agents are under obligation to render service to Christ, but too many, in planning for a brilliant future, make a dead failure. I warn you to keep close to the side of your Redeemer. Put your trust wholly in God, and beware of the plans of men. Let God plan for you. You hold his entrusted talents in your possession, and you are not to lose much time before beginning to trade upon your Lord's goods. As you present the truth to souls in error and darkness, your spiritual perceptions will become clearer. As you have freely received, you are freely to impart. Thus you will gain a practical knowledge of truth, and your own soul will be greatly strengthened. As you meet objections and oppositions, you will be driven to closer investigation of the Scriptures, and to that seeking, asking, and knocking which Christ has promised to reward. You will receive clearer light, and be more and more firmly established in the faith, becoming steadfast, unmovable, ever abounding in the work of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58.
Act your part in working out your own salvation with fear and trembling, lest you give your opponents some occasion to misjudge the truth. The Holy Spirit is given as a mighty working agent, for it is God which worketh in you to will and to do of His good pleasure. All your success depends upon God. You will have trials, but these should drive you to the mercy seat. In order to do men good, you must have a living connection with Christ. If they see you sincere, earnest, faithful to your convictions, revealing a steadfast confidence in Christ, they will be inspired with some degree of confidence in your piety. If you have the inspiration of the Spirit of God, you will be a living epistle, known and read of all men. You can continue in the enjoyment of a Savior's love. Open your heart to the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness. Diffuse the light, and you will receive increased light and knowledge. As you use that which you have, more will be given. You will obtain an experimental knowledge of the truth, and will possess a well-developed Christian character. If you maintain Christian meekness and simplicity, you may win souls from error to truth. You can abide in Christ as a living, fruitful branch of the true vine. Jesus loves to have you draw closer and still closer unto Him. You are His, purchased by His blood. You can represent Him in character by carrying His love to the souls ready to perish. You can become a fisher of men. Bear in mind, my brother, we are made partakers of Christ, and have all the treasures of heaven which He has freely to bestow, if you hold the beginning of your confidence steadfast unto the end. As I was shown your danger of following out a certain course of action which you were contemplating, these words were repeated. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware, lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. 2 Peter 3, verse 17. The dangers which were shadowed before me made me afraid, and I wrote that you should take heed, and not be deceived by any device of the enemy. Satan is a cunning flatterer, and he instills his poison of self-esteem into the mind in such an unsuspected manner that unless guarded, the tempted soul is taken unawares. Consider how great a prize you have to gain, the imperishable crown of life, a redeemed soul, the saving of which means the saving of many souls to Christ. Life, eternal life in the kingdom of God. The privilege of becoming a son of God, a member of the royal family, an heir with God, and a joint heir with Christ. Jesus loves you and has given you this warning because He loves you. You are His purchased possession.
He has graven you upon the palms of his hands. I could not endure that you should run any risk. Therefore, I wrote to Dr. Kellogg concerning you. For I thought that others whom you respected, and who respected you, might lead your feet into paths where you would stumble. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6, verse 10, 11. May the Holy Spirit of God impress the truth indelibly upon your mind, your heart, and your character, is the prayer of your sister in Christ.